Happy New Year. It's Memory from Friends Abroad Relationship School. Today I wanted to start the new year with a message for you if you are in a relationship or you keep having challenging relationships. There are four steps I would like to invite you to look into in order to improve your relationship outcomes. The first step is to do inner work in order for you to get to know or identify that which you want in relationships and understand what it looks like as you work through your purpose and you resolve your inner challenges or your childhood challenges and align with your true self or your authenticity in relationships. And when you know what you want, you are also able to learn to love yourself enough to align with it, to recognize what it looks like in relationships when you get into a relationship. The second thing you need to learn as you get into this new year is to choose people differently. Many of us have a criteria for which we choose partners. We have a type of person we want to do relationship with, and this person is usually about externals. They might be blonde, they might be average weight, they might have a degree, they might be someone with a certain amount of money or wealth. And the problem with that is it doesn't help our relationship in that it excludes the important parts of a relationship where we need to focus on character and how someone shows up. So it's essential that you look into character, whether in addition to the characteristics or qualities you have been searching for in a partner, or you focus more on character than any externals. Number three, when you choose people and you start dating, ensure that you do not ignore red flags. Learn to let people go early on when you notice behaviors that are not healthy or you notice that you are not on the same page. You are not looking for same relationship, which you need to determine at the start what type of relationship you want. And if this person is not looking for same relationship, they are showing you red flags, there is no congruence between their behavior and what they have said, then rather than try to understand them or negotiate behaviors, you learn to let go early on before you commit to this person, before you invest and waste your time. And number four, as you do this inner work, as you learn to decide what kind of people to get into relationship with, and as you let go of people who are not aligned with what you are looking for, you are learning to sit with the discomfort of letting go of what you are used to, letting go of familiar patterns or familiarity. You learn to let go of people you probably had gotten used to dating: tall, dark, handsome, blonde, slim, pretty, blue eyes, whatever criteria that you have recently or constantly chosen before. You will struggle to let those people go. So what you need is to parent yourself to sit with the discomfort of letting go of those people or situations and be the person who is there for yourself. Self-soothe, grieve those losses, but remind yourself that you are stepping into your power and you are acting in your best interest, reminding yourself that it will be uncomfortable, but you are doing right by you so that you don't take up the space where the person aligned with your values is going to step into, or where they are coming into. Because we can waste time with people who are not good for us because we don't want to be uncomfortable. Yet when we get into or stay into that, in that relationship, we will actually get uncomfortable, even more uncomfortable than the short-term pain that we would have sat with if we had let go early on. So let go of attachment to outcomes, let go of attaching to potential, and you will eventually strengthen this muscle of trying to find people who are healthy for you. And as you are doing that, if you are sitting with that discomfort, you are practicing self-love, because it's only when you love yourself that you let go of people who are not good for you, people who are not healthy for you. So that is the message for me to you today, to look into those four areas, do the inner work, and get to know what you want and the type of relationship you are looking for. Look for people who are aligned with your values, and look for character. Change the criteria for the people you look for in relationships if you have only been focusing on externals. And three, weed off bad matches early on, or mismatched people early on. And number four, sit with the discomfort of making different choices and parent yourself. I hope that's helpful. And I hope you continue to work on the quality of your life before relationships. See you soon. And enjoy your new year and set goals today.